Former Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Professor Mike Okwi, says President Mahama's 3 years rule can be described as a mix of misplaced expectations. According to him, Tema Oil Refinery, for example, has been left to collapse. He throws more light on the agreement signed with the oil exploration companies. He spoke to George Ankara.
Things are quite glaring and painfully and worrisomely so. And that is our energy crisis. The fact is that people are dying, us are not able to perform. The fact is, individual little businesses are suffering and tremendously so. Hairdressers to all little processes up to the big ones in Tema industrial area. The worst part of it is least expectation. The continuing promises made in concrete terms, including the president himself, Minister for Power, giving us dates that have become shifting sands. Specific dates moved from one to the other for 3 years. When they say doomsday shall be no more, it means a new doomsday, but it's about that. And what is even painfully so is that the oil refinery has been consciously and deliberately made to collapse or work dysfunctionally in the interest of a few. That is, when you bring the crude and you process, you get the petrol, diesel, kerosene, even on up to bitumen for our road. When a government decides to make as their policy the import of finished products, then there's something seriously wrong. Today, cost, which was intended even from PNDC day up to President Kufuor's time, become a holding story that we're working on these fuels from Tema Oil Refinery and putting them into storage so that they become a form of fuel. Now, basically and essentially, it has become an importer also of finished products, including mainly diesel.
Professor Mike Okwi, when you look at the energy crisis, it did not start from President Mahama's time, did it? When you also talk of Tema Oil Refinery, attempts were made to rehabilitate it.
During our time, it was the time of the best catalytic crackers for the Tema Oil Refinery. It was a time when we arranged a cyclical movement of crude oil from Nigeria under the auspices of General Obasanjo, which made it possible for Ghana to hold on when oil reached $145 a barrel. We managed without this kind of crisis. And of course, where did Bui Dam come from? It was in our time that we arranged and we actually made Bui Dam by way of a meaningful additional. Let me tell you, even when you got generation power, especially when it is thermally moved, generation power thermally, you must buy the crude, put it, or the light crude, to let the movement go. This is a very serious matter. It means, therefore, that you must have the money to buy. Today, when people talk about generation, some of it is laughable, because if you put together Asogri and others, which was our work, if you want to make comparative analysis, I was the person who actually took the VRA law to Parliament, had the amendment made so that independent power producers could come into the system. Because by law, VRA had a monopoly of the generation